Welcome back to the broadcast. Time for tonight's Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and the Coil Insurance Agency in Peoria. Call them at 692-5522. Brendan Burke with Riverman assistant coach Danny Brooks as the Rivermen about to get ready for back-to-back games with the Abbotsford Heat. Last night, you get on the board first, pick up a good win. With the way the team's been playing lately, it must be nice to get that early lead there with the first goal.
I think we've played well with the lead. I think we're 8-1-1 or 9-1-1 now when we have the lead. So for us, I think we're a team that, you know, plays off momentum, and when we get that lead, we seem to play extremely well.
Seem to be talking about it a lot, and I know we touched on it last time. The last time Jake got in the net, another shutout for him, 3 shutouts and 6 starts, 37 saves. Do you think last night was maybe his best start?
Yes, without question. I thought he was really composed. I thought in the other games he was excellent, but last night he really... He no wasted movement, especially in his side-to-side play. Like, he made a huge play on a lateral movement play when they went cross-box, and he just came up with a huge save. I think the people saw, and our staff saw, how quick he really is and how agile he can be in the nets, and how smart he can move the puck. He's a very intelligent player. And makes intelligent puck decisions, and I think some people aren't used to really. He's almost like a third defenseman back there for us, moving the puck. He's great on our penalty kill, but he really reads situations well.
You mentioned that big save on the cross crease pass, and that was on the penalty kill, part of an 8-for-8 performance by you guys last night on the PK. A little bit of a different personnel. Adam Cracknell got a nice time on the kill. Seemed to work out well for you guys.
I think special teams is critical, especially I'm learning now coming from major. Well, at any level, special teams is critical. And we were 1-for-3 on the power play, and they were 0-for-8 in the power play, so that's the game right there. I think those are we have to be strong in those areas in order to be successful.
Phil McCray comes up with the 1 power play goal. He's a guy that has been playing the point on the power play really all season. He's cashed in 6 times. That was the first time, though, on the power play for him.
He's going to be a great player down the road, especially in the power play. The one thing he needs to work on is his one-timer shot. He's got a great shot, but it's having that comfort level and confidence in your shot when it comes cross by. When TJ Hensick has the ability to find those seams and go cross box to Phil, I know TJ wasn't with us last night, but in the normal power play situation, TJ would be out there with him. And it's getting that confidence to be able to handle that puck off the one timer and blasting it. And that'll come a time with Phil for sure, because he does have a great shot. It's just continuing to practice it all the time.
Taking on the Abbotsford Heat again tonight, outshot last night pretty drastically, and those penalty minutes up again. Are those two things you guys are focusing on here tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I think, and sometimes in games, a shot, you know, where are their shots? Yes, they did outshoot us, but where do the shots come from? Are they quality shots? Are they outside shots? Are they outside the dot line shots? I think that has a lot to do with it, but the number one thing is we got to cut down our penalty minutes. We're up, I think, close to 400 minutes now, if not over, and it's way too many. We have to really stick to that 4 penalties per game, and that's enough. And we'd like to be lower, but in games when we're lower, we have a lot of success. You know, we start getting up in those high numbers of 7-8 power plays. You're not going to win a lot of hockey games over the long haul. It's going to catch up with you for sure.
Numbers 418, most in the American Hockey League at this point in the season. Abbotsford tonight, did they do anything last night? Maybe surprised you guys, or was it exactly what you were thinking?
I think they're a real hardworking team. They compete. Their defensemen pound shots from the point. Very good heart, very, very good team, extremely well coached. I don't think they had a lot of surprises, but they work and compete, and that's the name of their game. That's how they're going to play.
All right, Danny Brooks, thank you so much for your time. Good luck out there.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, we give you the starting lineups of the Rivermen and the Heat next on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.